Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Today's message is entitled, The Day of the Lord, and is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3. This message will have you self-evaluating to ensure that you are ready for that day. Ask God as you listen to enlighten your understanding, giving you ears to hear what He is saying unto His church.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazarene, Lord, we give your name the praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Father, we want to come saying thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for closing us in our right mind. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for a new day, new mercy. We thank you, Father. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask for your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. I ask that you will fill my mouth with your word. Don't let me say or do no more than thou would have me to say or do. I ask that you take the reins and I take the back seat. I ask, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will lay your nail-scarred hands upon your people and that you will heal from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father, we'll forever give you all the praise. We'll give you all the honor and we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to get your Bible on today, and we're going to read from 2 Peter, amen, 2 Peter is where we're going to be coming from today, and I'm going to be talking about the day of the Lord, and I know that people don't actually believe that the Lord day is coming upon us fast, but it is. So I want to read from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 1st verse. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure mind by ways of remembrance, that you may be reminded of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly forget that by the word of God, the heavens was of old and the earth standing out of water and in water, by which the world flooded with water. By the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are preserved for fire until the day of judgment and prediction of ungodly men. But beloved, do not forget, this is one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I want to talk to you all today, and here it is that Peter here brings us to the remembrance, the word which had been spoken before by the holy prophets. And we look here and we see that he said he made a distinction between the prophets, and he said the holy prophets, talking about the prophets of God. and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. They was apostles, but they was apostles of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this was his second epistle. And he began to let them know that he wanted to stir up their pure minds and ways of remembering. I want to remind you and let you know that scoffers are going or will come. And he's talking about mockers, that they're going to mock the truth and follow their own desires. And we see that stuff happening. They make light of sin. Come on, glory to God. They're not preaching against sin. The Bible lets us know, glory to God, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it let us know also that sin has consequence. But you look here, glory to God, and Peter began to let us know that there are going to be mockers. They're going to mock you. Glory to God. But first, you must realize that in the last days, some people won't think about anything except their own selfish desires. And that's the way people are today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The only thing they think about is their own selfish desires. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if it ever been a time to think about that the day of the Lord is approaching us. I said the day of the Lord is approaching us. So here we look, glory to God, and according to the word of God, he said that you may be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophets. He began to let them know, glory to God, the holy prophets have spoken this thing. And I'm just coming, glory to God, to remind you of what the prophets have said. And glory to God, listen what he said. He said, knowing this, that scoffers, mockers will come in the last day. We are living in the last day. He said they're going to come and they're going to be walking in their own lust or their own desires. Glory to God. And saying, where is the promise? That's what people are saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where is the promise? Ever since of days of old, I've heard my grandmama say he was coming. I heard my granddaddy say he was coming. But I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, his coming is closer upon us than it was when your grandmama said it, than it was when your granddaddy said it. Glory to God, hallelujah. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. This is what the mockers are saying. They said from the beginning of creation, things are still the same. But I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, there's a warning before destruction. Glory to God. And I believe, glory to God, that God is sending a warning in this hour to let us know that the day of the Lord is approaching us. Somebody ought to say something here. Then he says, glory to God, for this they willingly forget that by the word of God the heaven was of old. They willingly forget. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is what people are doing, glory to God. They deliberately forgot that God made the heaven long ago by the word of his command. The heaven was made, glory to God, by the command of God's word, glory to God. And he brought the earth from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy that world and destroyed the might and had a mighty flood. Glory to God. We got to know, glory to God, that here we see, glory to God, hallelujah, that God, glory to God, made the heaven and the earth, glory to God, long ago by the word of his command. And he brought the earth from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the world, amen, with the mighty flood, glory to God. We got to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that he used Peter to warn, he used Noah to warn the people, to let the people know, glory to God, hallelujah, judgment was coming. And I want you to know, glory to God, just as he's saying here,
Peter is warning the people. We are today got to warn the people. We got to let the people know, glory to God, hallelujah, that the end is upon us. We got to let the people know, glory to God, hallelujah, God gonna judge all of this ungodliness. You got men's loving men's. You got women's loving women's. You got, glory to God, hallelujah, perverted spirits right in the pulpit and nobody's saying anything about it. You got sodomizing, glory to God, going on right in the pulpit. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I come today, glory to God, to warn you, to let you know, glory to God, the day of the Lord is upon us. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to let you know, glory to God, if it ever been a time to stand in a holy place, that time is now. It's time to get a hold to God and turn from your wicked way. Listen here, glory to God. He said this, they willingly forgot, but that the word of God, the heaven was of old, and the earth standing out of water, and in the water, by which the world that then exists perished, being flooded with water. It perished, it was destroyed by flooding with water. But the heaven and the earth are now preserved by the same word. The same word have this earth preserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. We better know, glory to God, hallelujah, the world today is preserved, glory to God, hallelujah, and it is preserved, glory to God, hallelujah, for fire. But I want you to know, glory to God, you don't have to be destroyed. I want you to know the day the Bible declares it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I come to tell you, glory to God, that's why God sent Jesus. He sent Jesus, the glory of God, that you don't have to be destroyed. All you have to do is believe on him. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I come to tell you, glory to God, people don't want to believe on Jesus. They open up their mouth and they say, I believe on him. Well, if you believe on him, you believe on his word. His word is him. And if his word say a lie, you don't tarry in his eyesight, then you got to believe that thing. If his word say, glory to God, flee fornicators, you got to run from fornication. If his word said, I shall not commit adultery, then you got to believe that thing. Somebody ought to shout glory. Turn your back on sin and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we look here and he said, but beloved, do not forget this one day, that with the Lord, one day, do y'all see this? One day is like what? A thousand years, and a thousand years is like one day. God don't count like we count. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I want to back up a little bit, because I'm going to deal with that seventh verse. The seventh verse says, glory to God, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and prediction of ungodly men. So when we look at this, glory to God, hallelujah, what we're going to see here is a warning before destruction. We see here Peter is warning. Peter is letting them know what they can expect. And if we look at, glory to God, Hebrews 2 and 1.
Hebrews 2 and 1.
Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
Listen what the Bible said. Then therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things that we have heard. Do y'all hear this? Glory to God. At least we let them slip. And I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, one thing I found out about the Lord, when you start letting things slip, when things start, when the word of God is and what God has said to you start drifting away from you, I believe that God will send a warning. Glory to God, he'll warn you and let you know, glory to God, that, glory to God, hallelujah, you're drifting away from me. Somebody ought to shout glory. But we're living in a time and an hour that people people don't want you to say nothing about when you see them drifting away from the Lord. In other words, they want you to leave them alone. I come to tell you, glory to God, but the real men and women of God cannot leave you alone. They must cry aloud and spare not. They must lift up their voice like a trumpet and show the people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. Somebody ought to shout glory, because I want you to know, glory to God, the day of the Lord is upon us. I want you, glory to God, hallelujah, he'll send you a warning. I want you to look at 1 John 4 and 17. He said, herein as our love made perfect.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Because as he is.
Because as he is.
So are we in this world.
He says, so as we are in this world. Now when we look at this, glory to God, it lets us know as we live in God. And see, this is what we got to do. We got to live in God. Our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. We won't be afraid on the day of judgment because we're living in God. Come on, glory to God. We're not living in this flesh. And that's what wrong, glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul tells us, he said, walk in the spirit that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what a lot of people are doing. This is what the Bible is telling us, glory to God, are their own desires. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going after their own desires. But let me tell you one thing. You better be afraid. You got something to be afraid of, because judgment is coming, glory to God. But listen here. He said, but we can face him with confidence because we lived like Christ here in the world. In this world, we got to live like Christ. The Bible declares, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said, be perfect, for your Father which in heaven is perfect. And people are saying to people here, you can't live like that. The devil is a liar. You can't do it on your own, but you can do it in Christ Jesus. You got to rely upon him. That's why you got to seek him like never before. That's why you got to call upon him. You got to pray to him, glory to God, hallelujah. And you are able to do this thing, but you can't do it on your own. You have to do it through him.
Oh, yes.
Listen to what he says in the ninth verse. Ninth verse, 2 Peter 3 and 10. God, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank you.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief.
Listen what he said. The day of the Lord will come as a thief.
In the night.
In the night.
In which the heavens shall pass away.
He said, which the heavens shall pass away.
With a great noise.
With a great noise. A great noise. Do y'all hear this? The heaven gonna pass away with a great noise. Come on.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
I'm so sorry. So let's go back to 9. I'm sorry.
The Lord is not slack concerning.
Listen what the Bible said. He said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Y'all, come on. He's not slack. He ain't late with his promise.
Yeah.
As some measure lateness.
Yeah.
He ain't late. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But listen what he said. His promise, as some count slackness, but is long suffering towards us.
Yeah.
He's long suffering towards us.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. He is restraining himself on account of us. Holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. God don't want you to perish. God don't want you to be destroyed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, glory to God, if it ever been a time, glory to God, it's time for you to know that God loves us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He could have been destroyed this world. He could have been destroyed us. Why you think Corona is here? Corona is nothing but a chastisement. God is trying to get our attention. Glory to God, hallelujah. He's trying to get people's attention back to him. Your child, you chastise your child. God got his way of chastising us. Somebody ought to shout glory. He sent plague as a judgment. That's what this is. Nothing but the judgment of God up on this earth, glory to God. And it comes for ungodly men and women, boys and girls. Let me tell you one thing. God ain't come to judge his righteous people. Somebody ought to shout glory. But glory to God, hallelujah. He come the judge sin.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Look how long he was preaching.
Sure enough.
Preaching through his people.
Oh, my God.
Look at Noah. Look how long he used Noah.
Yes.
He He gave him 120 years to get it right.
Come on.
You look at it. You look at Jonas. He sent Jonas to the city of Nineveh.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. God warns us.
Yes, he does.
He lets us know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before he judges us, he lets us know. But people ain't paying no attention to this thing. I come to tell you, glory to God, I look at the people. They're getting stimulus checks. Oh, glory to God, from the government. They're getting all kind of increase of food stamp. They're getting all kind of food from the churches. Somebody go to shop, glory. And they still have not changed. Folks are still going in their own wicked ways. Folks are still doing just what they want to do. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. Is it going to take God coming with something greater than corona to get our attention? Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to tell you, glory to God, just what he did for Jerusalem, just what he did for Israel. He said, I'm going to take a stay of water. I'm going to take a stay of bread. Somebody ought to shout glory. And that's what it looked like it's going to take for America. It's going to take America, my God, getting in the soup line. It's going to take America, glory to God. Hallelujah. Going through a famine. No food on your table. Somebody ought to shout glory. I remember, glory to God, hallelujah, when we was growing up, my mama had 13 children, 9 boys and 4 girls. And I remember that was no food. But yet and still, I saw her and my daddy. They would sit there and hold hands. And they would pray, Lord, put food on the table. And I want you to know, glory to God, daddy would get that old shout God. He'd go across that hill, and when he'd come back with 2 rabbits on his side. He would skin them rabbits, and I want you to know, glory to God, mama would get the grease hot, and mama would wash that rabbit, dabble that rabbit in flour and meal and salt and pepper, and she would fix that rabbit, and she would cook, glory to God, biscuit, glory to God, and she would not only that, but fix rice, and we had a meal, all because they believed God. They trusted God. Folks ain't trusting God now. Folks living, glory to God, hallelujah, off of the governor. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I come to tell y'all, God gonna get your attention one way or other. God gonna get you back, glory to God, where he wants you at. Somebody ought to shout glory. He gonna get you back to calling on him. He gonna get you back, glory to God, hallelujah. Seeing what it's like to be without. Seeing what it's like, glory to God. He trusted us with all these things.
Come on now. Nothing but the truth. Hallelujah.
He trusted us with all these things.
Oh God. Oh God.
Fine homes.
Yeah.
2 and 3 cars.
Oh Jesus.
Air conditioned home.
Oh yes, Lord.
I remember, glory to God, hallelujah, they had to throw the window out. There wasn't no window.
Oh yes.
It was made like a dough, but it was planks. And they pushed that thing out to get air. Now we ain't got to do none of this stuff no more.
Hallelujah.
And glory to God, we done got to the place we feel like we independent. We don't need God. But I come to tell you, we need God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God, hallelujah. I said, I come to tell you, we need God.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God, hallelujah. But listen here, glory to God, what he says, sister.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
He ain't slack concerning his promise.
As some men count
slack.
But his long suffering.
He long suffering.
To us all.
Listen, y'all. He got his own self. Listen here. He's restraining himself on the count of us.
Yes.
Glory to God. Holding back the end. Yes. Because he doesn't want anyone lost.
Yes, Jesus.
He's giving everyone space, time to change.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man don't feel like they need to change.
Glory,
folks
glory.
That feel like they living it up now.
Oh, yes.
Drinking what they want to drink. Laying up with who they want to lay up with. Partying like they want to party. Y'all come on, smoking dope like you want to smoke dope. But the day of the Lord is at hand. And I tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, this world is in reserve, glory to God, just to be destroyed by fire. All because, glory to God, hallelujah, man will not acknowledge God. Just because, glory to God, hallelujah, man feel like they can live like they want to live and do what they want to do. But I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, God going to show us, glory to God, that he's God in this last day. And he don't want to destroy us. He loves us.
Yes.
Words. What he says to sin in the 11th verse.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Listen what he said. Everything will be destroyed, y'all.
Yes.
Everything. All this stuff that you can't serve God with.
Yes, Lord.
Laying up in your fine home, won't go to church.
Come on, come on.
Oh, yeah. Staying at home watching ball games.
Sure enough.
That's why he cut all them out. No ball games.
Yes, Lord.
You won't go to church because the Super Bowl on. Come on, glory to God, hallelujah. But all these things going to be destroyed.
Yes.
Where is your soul going to spend its eternity?
Oh, my God.
Where your soul going to spend its eternity?
Glory,
have
glory.
You ever thought about that? We done made jobs our God.
Yes.
Folk working double time, overtime. Oh. And then folk talk, well, I sure will be glad when the church, you wasn't coming to church when the church
come
was
on. Come on.
You was going to work. You was going to your God.
Yes.
You never gave God the time. But everything is going to be destroyed.
Yes.
By fire. Mm-hmm. And the earth and everything, the works therein, shall be burned up. Everything going to be burned up. The very thing that got all your heart, all your attention,
yes,
all your love towards that, is going to be destroyed.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Sin.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
This is what he says. Seeing then that all these things are going to be destroyed.
What manner of person ought ye to be?
Listen, what manner of person ought you to be? So should you serve and honor God by the ways of your life, living holy?
Yes.
Folk don't want to live holy
come
no
on,
more.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They talks about, glory to God, too much of restriction, too much restraining.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, glory to God. You go to work and you got restriction on your job. Come on, somebody. They restrain you from certain things on your job. You go to the doctor, he restrains you. He give you restriction. But ain't nobody concerned about all of those restrictions. The only restriction they concerned about is in the house of God. Ain't it sad, y'all? Isn't it sad? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you look at Uncle Sam's army, he got restriction. Somebody ought to shout glory, hallelujah. They can't live like the people live in the world. Come on, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We got to know glory to God, hallelujah. God got restriction. Yes, he got restriction. Glory to God, hallelujah. And man done broke all of the restriction of God. The Holy Ghost will restrain you. The Holy Ghost put restriction on your life. Somebody ought to shout glory. The Holy Ghost won't let you dress like a hooker. Some of these folk, church folk, dressing like a hooker. Say whatever you want to say, glory to God, hallelujah. It's a whole spirit. You got whole. Them on your forehead. Somebody ought to shout glory. Hallelujah. You're dressing like a hooker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's so sad because some of you are married women. Married women showing their nakedness.
Come
on, glory to God. You ought to be an example for the younger women. All the women, glory to God. Hallelujah. Got to live in a way, glory to God. Hallelujah. That the young people were pattern after them. And we ain't got that no more now.
Come on now. Ain't nothing but the truth.
Lord, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you. Live in a holy life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Walking like Christ.
Yes.
Acting like Christ.
Oh, yes.
Living this life right here in the earth. Glory to God. Listen here. Glory to God. Let's go to the 12th verse.
Looking for and hasting unto the coming.
Listen what he said. Looking for and hasting for the coming. We got to be looking, desiring, y'all. Come on, somebody. Looking, glory to God, for the coming.
Of the day of God.
Of the day of God.
Yes.
We got to be living like this every day.
Yes.
The saints ought to be looking for his coming.
Yes.
Honestly designed the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're expecting somebody to come to your house, glory to God, you start preparing
right,
for them. So
right.
If we are expecting, glory to God, him to come, glory to God. And it's so sad because you look at the church ain't living like they expecting him to come.
Come on.
The church ain't expecting him to come. The church hoping, glory to God, that he hold off a little while longer where I can continue to do my own thing. Do what I want to do. God, I feel you in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But keep on doing what you want to do because he coming as a thief and a robber.
Yes,
I want you to know, glory to God, he coming when you least expecting him.
Yes.
He coming, glory to God, hallelujah. And you won't be prepared. You won't be ready, glory to God. That's why God sends us this word. He send this word that this word will prepare us, get us ready for the coming of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm. Live like you want and tell me you're looking for him. Listen what he said.
Wherein the heavens being on fire.
Listen what the Bible said. Wherein the heaven being on fire.
Shall be dissolved.
It's going to melt, y'all.
Yes.
With fervent heat. The fire going to melt it.
That's the word.
Glory to God. Being on fire. Come on, sister.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
The elements going to melt with fervent heat.
Nevertheless, we.
According to his promise. This is us.
Yeah.
We the people of God ought to be expecting him.
Yes.
We the people of God ought to desire the day of the Lord.
Yes.
Because nevertheless, we according to his promise, we're looking for the new heaven
and
a new earth in which righteousness dwell.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You won't have to be around all this killing. You won't have to be around, glory to God, hallelujah, all this dope smoking, glory to God, hallelujah. I come to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, nothing but righteousness, God should dwell in there. Somebody ought to shout glory. That's how come like never before, it's time to get it together. It's time to get right with God, glory to God, because he's coming. I come to tell you today, he's coming, glory to God. Peter was warning him, and Peter told him, stir, I want to stir up your pure mind, glory to God, by ways of remembers. I want to remind you, glory to God, hallelujah, that God is coming. Just because he ain't come when you thought he was coming, it don't mean he ain't coming. He coming, y'all. Glory to God, hallelujah. You just gotta be prepared and ready.
Hallelujah.
You gotta be prepared and ready.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give your name the praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you honor and we give you glory. God, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch every hearer, those that don't know you. I pray, God, that they will get to know you. I pray, God, that they will repent of their sin, get godly sorrow for the wrongdoing, and give their life to you and turn their back on sin. And then, God, I pray that they will get in a church where somebody preaching the unadulterated word of God without compromising. Lord, that will prepare them, that word will prepare them for the coming. That word will reserve them, glory to God, from judgment. God, we give your name the praise for it. We give you honor and we give you glory.
Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.